The fight over the state's minimum wage continues. You recall in May, Governor Snyder signed an increase to the state's minimum wage law, but his signature was apparently not the final word. Chris Gouts is Capitol correspondent for Crane's Detroit Business. What's happening this week at the Capitol about minimum wage?
Well, we're going to see the next fight brewing on Thursday. There'll be the Board of State Canvassers will meet to decide possibly whether or not this ballot measure has enough sufficient signatures to make it onto the ballot. So that's the next step, and it'll almost certainly be immediately followed by a court fight, no matter what the outcome is.
Give us the argument that those in favor of allowing this proposal that would let us decide whether to raise the minimum wage to 10 an hour. That's the Raise Michigan proposal. What argument are they do they plan to use to push for this? Because now there's a new law in place.
Right. I mean, their argument is pretty much what you just said, is that the people should have the right to decide, that they're tired of the Republican tactics of circumventing the will of the people, in their words, that this is something that they wanted to put on the ballot, and they got the signatures, and they did it the right way, that they believe, and so this should be a very simple thing, that it should go on the ballot, and voters should have a choice whether or not to raise the minimum wage or not, regardless of the end around that they feel that the legislature and the governor did, that this is an issue that they did the right way, and voters should have a chance to do it in November.
And the opposition argument?
That argument is that this raises way too much, way too fast, and there was a very bipartisan law that was passed and signed by the governor that was supported by Mark Schauer, the Democratic candidate for governor, that said, you know, this is the way to go, and we should support this law, and they've kind of left off, the Raise Michigan folks, so they're sort of on their own, sort of on an island, trying to still fight the good fight in their belief, but the opponents say that, you know, we've signed this law, we've repealed the old one, and that means that your ballot proposal is moot because you're trying to fix a law that's no longer exists.
As you point out in your piece for Cranes, Chris, the attorneys who filed against allowing this proposal on the full ballot filed on behalf of a group called People Protecting Michigan Jobs. Tell us, when was that group formed, and where's it headquartered?
Well, it's headquartered at the office of the Michigan Restaurant Association, which was very much opposed to the ballot initiative. One, because of just the regular increase in the minimum wage, but also because what's not often is talked about is that it would also raise the tipped minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. So that obviously has a huge impact, they feel, on restaurants across the state and in the tourism industry. So they're concerned that restaurants could close or that they would hire fewer workers. So they've been very much opposed to this. And they formed this group, People Protecting Michigan Jobs, on the day that Raise Michigan submitted its signatures to the Department of State. And so it hasn't been around long, but obviously their job is to try to keep this off of the ballot.
Bottom line, what must the State Board of Canvassers decide tomorrow?
Well, that's sort of an open question. I mean, what they could do. Yeah. Obviously, the board is a four-member body of two Democrats and two Republicans. So it's possible, and the Raise Michigan folks believe that all that they are tasked with doing is deciding whether or not there are sufficient signatures, and if so, they must approve it, and then the courts and the two sides can hash it out in the appellate process, and then obviously I would assume this would go all the way to the Supreme Court. And so that's what they could do. They could also, you know, decide to try to take a look at all the signatures. And there's many ways that this could go, but no matter what happens, it's going to go to the courts. One interesting sort of quirk to this is that if the canvassers did decide that it should go ahead and be on the ballot, the Attorney General's office would have to defend the Board of Canvassers in court. And so then you'd have, you know, the Attorney General being in one of those weird spots where he's defending the decision to have this Raise Michigan proposal on the ballot if they decide to do that. So, and there's plenty of quirks like that. And it seems like every turn this thing is going on, and it's not done yet.
Well, you need a roadmap to follow this, that's for sure. We're glad you're doing it. Chris Gouts covers Lansing for Crane's Detroit Business. Chris, thanks so much.